The prophet Isaiah wrote, "For as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." The rain comes down and waters the earth. The crops grow and people are fed. Because they are fed, they have life. The law shows us how, without God's grace, love, and intervention, we are starved for the goodness of His blessings. When confronted with our sin, we cry out, "Lord, what shall we do?" This is the first thing that God's Word will do, prepare us for the good news of His mercy. For the sinner who sees from the law that he has no ability to save himself, the good news that God has provided for our salvation is the most precious thing we can hear. Nowhere else can we find the assurance that God has provided for our salvation from sin and death, except in the gospel. The message of the gospel is simple. Jesus is our substitute. He took upon himself the punishment we deserve. In so doing us, he has given us his holiness and righteousness. What do we do to earn this forgiveness? Believe that Jesus' death and resurrection are for you, and hold firmly to him in all troubles. The sinless Son of God has declared that you are reconciled to God the Father, that you have eternal life in his name. May our Lord grant each of us the comfort and peace that our sins are forgiven for the sake of Christ Jesus. Amen.